I'd like to call this meeting of the LaGrange Zoning Board of Appeals to order. This meeting is being held under the auspices of Executive Order 202.1 issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo, the state of New York, as a way to remain in compliance with the stay home, stay safe mandates while continue to carry out town business. In keeping with this order, this meeting is being recorded and the video will be posted at a later date to the town website. This meeting and public access procedure by computer telephone have been announced on the town website and referenced on the town electronic message board on Stringham Road. One point of business at the beginning, since Mike Polacek is unable to make this meeting, I hereby appoint Chris Raffaele as a full voting member of the board for this meeting. Our first order of business is review and acceptance of the minutes from our meeting last month. Have board members had a chance to review said minutes?
Yes.
Any changes of note that need to be entered into the record?
Nope.
I'll take a motion to approve the minutes.
Second motion.
All approve?
Aye.
All righty. Our first order of business tonight is a desire to build a 14 by 24 foot accessory structure with a setback of 40 foot from the rear yard. The applicant is seeking a relief of 40 feet. Do we have somebody on the call to speak for this application and project? Could you repeat?
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm the one that submitted the application.
Would you describe the application and your project to the board?
Sure. It's a shed that I'm looking to have delivered.
Can you speak louder?
I can try. It's a shed I'm seeking to have delivered to my property. It's 14 feet by 24 feet. It'll be used to house lawn equipment, bikes, maybe a four wheeler or two that I have. It's pretty much what I would say it's being used as what a shed typically gets used for. I'm seeking the 40 foot setback or relief from the 40 foot setback. Due to my yard has very limited usable flat space. I have 7.3 acres and I'd say maybe an acre is actually flat, if that. And there's really no other place that I could put that shed that would make logical sense.
Have board members had an opportunity to visit the site?
I did.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant? Okay. I'll accept a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Alrighty, I see we have at least one or two members of the public present that aren't the applicant. Would they like to say anything for or against or for providing more detail for this project?
How do I do it?
Speak.
Hello, I am Ryan's next door neighbor.
Could you state your name, please?
My name is Edward Roth, R-O-T-H. And I have no objection.
Are you the neighbor to the north or south?
To the north.
Across the road?
To the north, next door to the north.
Thank you.
I have no objections to his building whatsoever. I cannot see it. I'm literally 10 acres away from him.
Okay. I don't see anybody else on the in the meeting. You had mentioned, Regina, that there was a Barbara was on the call.
That was the account name for Ed Roth.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay, if there's no more further discussion from public participation in the meeting, I'll accept a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
I was, one question I had for Ryan is, why did you push it right back up to the lot line? That kind of does limit some additional, if there's ever a change down the road, you literally can't do anything because you have no room between you and your neighboring lot line to, either plant vegetation, install a fence, run any sort of utility should you need one. So would you be adverse, I think, in practicality to at least moving your shed, one, if not more feet, just off that line, just to give you some room for access?
I mean, it does, if it's a foot, sure, what's 12 inches, but once we start getting to more, it's I do have limited space, and even where the shed is, there's going to be quite a slope to it. So putting it back, a slope up to the actual door. So putting it back as far as I can limits that slope. It lessens it. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather not, but I'm not going to argue about a foot. If we, keep going, if we're talking 3, 4, 5 feet, that changes things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I live on a commercial, where I'm pushing it up to is a commercial airport, it's an airport. It's, there's no residential property there, nothing. So it's, I don't know if that matters, but that's, I'm not putting it in the eyesight of any residential property at all.
My only concern was that it just limits down the road, let's say in, 10 years, 15 years, that, things change. You're pretty much stuck with where it is.
Sure. I mean, but it is a shed. So it, it's being delivered on a trailer. It can be picked right back up on a trailer too and moved if necessary.
Okay. Do board members have any further questions, comments regarding this proposal? Nancy, you need to unmute.
Don't worry, Nancy. I did that before too. Nope.
Still on mute.
How about now?
Good.
There you go.
It's okay?
Yep.
Okay. My concern was that by being so close to the property line that it might prove difficulty for the neighbor to the east, which is the airport. Possibly doing a residential development in the area. However, since the since the Wisniewski house is right up close to the property line also, that's already in place. So I don't see how the shed would make any difference by its placement as to having an effect on the airport's use of its land. So I don't have a problem with
Okay, Nancy, you kind of broke up a little bit, but I think we got all of your comment. All righty. Anything further from any of the other board members?
Yeah, I've got
Chris.
Two questions. What is the overall height of the shed going to be?
Let me just check the... I believe it was 10 to 12 feet.
Okay, so it's only one floor.
Yeah, it's only one floor. It's got to fit under any bridges that it's, you know, traveling. So it's...
Just a general question. Does the FAA have anything to say about construction along their property line?
So, not that I would know of. There's trees all around it that are twice as tall as this structure.
Right.
So there's a camper. I have a camper that's right next to it that's just as tall as it. So I don't see how that, you know, the trees are way taller than what it would be. So,
right.
And it's the airport's trees. I can say that. So.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. If no one has any further comments or questions, I'd like to move on to the record of findings. This application was presented by Ryan Wisniewski. In making its determination on an area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicant if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria. First criteria is character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. Given the way the property is arranged, the only property which is close is the airport or the airfield, actually. And given the vegetation, this shed will be far less in height and will probably be totally invisible to the airport. Alternative methods for achieving benefits sought by the applicant, there are none. He could, given the topography of the property at the increased cost, you could probably place it other ways, but the topography is rather steep. And really that is the only usable level piece of land, you know, he has in his property. Substantiality of the variance. Well, it is a 40-foot variance that is quite substantial, essentially 100%. Factor impact on physical and environmental conditions. There should not be any, given that this is a shed, in a fairly rural lot. Self-creation of the difficulty. Well, it is self-created in that you want the shed and you're desiring to build something. And so you have self-created a difficulty. Do any board members have any other considerations that they would like to add?
Should we mention the well and septic? You have a septic field, right, Mr. Wisniewski?
Yes.
They share in the small amount of level land that there is.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
I can't hear you.
What was the question?
If I know you have the well right near the house in essentially the front yard, and where is the septic field?
So the septic field is what I would say in the backyard, and that's downhill of, it's I guess from the backyard. I'm trying to see, what. I think I have it on.
Okay, so the concern about the other level land there is the well, right? I mean, that would prevent the shed.
Yeah, so right where the well is, which if you're able to see the survey, the well is is noted there. That's my front yard. That's the only flat piece of property on that I have. Even where the septic is a sloped hill that was filled or backfilled for the septic to be created.
I just thought we might mention the well in the findings.
Good. Or should we just elaborate on other considerations that due to well and septic placement, level or usable land for level shed placement is somewhat restricted.
Mm-hmm.
Does that meet your approval,
yes.
Nancy? Did I capture it?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to add to the findings? All righty. I'll now take a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Do I have a second? All righty. Nancy, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Michelle?
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
Chris?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. So, Mr. Lipniewski, you have your variance. Good luck with getting your shed up that hill. You're near the airport. Maybe they can airdrop it in. Okay. I have no further business. We have no administrative items. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All righty. Have a great evening.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.